Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than our Stephanie Joy. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, do remember that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We're the voice that the pro-murders wish to silence, the patriot that the globalists despise. Again, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E. We see that the, as a matter of fact, Facebook just conveniently omitted 1,000 interactors with our Facebook friends, which is quite interesting. Facebook is going to get it sooner or later, friends. People are going to catch on to exactly what they're doing and how they are actually trying to stifle free speech. If they don't agree with you, then they feel free to just go ahead and omit at will, which is unlawful in this country. But, folks, I didn't mean to throw it in there outside of the fact that it irritated me a little bit, but we just caught wind of this just this morning. Do check us out, Bradley Dean. Again, folks, you need to keep in mind, ministries such as mine, they do not want you listening to. They do not want you receiving the information that we are giving you. But, again, we want you to understand those that are trying to stifle or omit or bar our free speech. We're not asking you for permission to obey God or the laws of our constitutional republic. Again, check us out on Facebook, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or what you can do, friends, is go over to my Twitter account, which is also Bradley Dean. It's Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Of course, we follow the Christ. It was Christ himself that said, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Well, what was Christ doing? He was going to the highways and the byways, seeking and saving that which is lost. That is the end aim of the Christ, and that's exactly what we are doing. We just got back from a West Coast tour, and then we took a week and a half off to get refreshed to go do an East Coast tour, and we just did that. Folks, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really, truly is, and we are not that radio show. We are not here to paint your back up against the wall. We are not here to bring about fear of consequence or the fear of man in any sense of the word. We are here in the hopes that the Holy Ghost will manifest himself and his counsel and his power to demonstrate who he is to a people that desire to know who the Lord God is. We preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we also want to let you know, friends, that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And without further ado, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and let Stephanie highlight exactly what took place in the West Coast and in the East Coast. We just got back last night, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Well, the Sons of Liberty has been all over, as Bradley mentioned, West Coast, East Coast, and then Wisconsin in between. I'll just highlight a little bit of what we did here out on the East Coast. First and foremost, last week we were in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group. We had a great turnout, great crowd
Packed
there.
House.
It was wonderful, a standing ovation at the end, because people are loving the truth, and they love to hear the truth that sets men free and makes men free, namely the truth that's found in Jesus Christ. So we did that on Thursday. Then when we got home late that night, we packed up. Actually, we're kind of packed up, finished packing up. Then we left out on Friday morning to go to the East Coast. We had a jam-packed time.
We flew into Washington, D.C. with the family. So it's the wife and the four boys. And
yep.
we had the father-in-law
That's
with us,
right.
which was nice.
That's
and then we
nice.
Flew into Washington, D.C., which is a three-hour flight. Once we landed, then I drove 7 hours to Charlotte, North Carolina. You can go ahead and take it.
Yeah, so he drove the 7 hours. We got there. We got situated, settled, and then on Sunday night, we actually spoke at Senior Editor Tim Brown's church. Bradley spoke there. Had a great response. I mean, sincerely, some heartfelt things happened, and we had some people that were really, some great testimonies of people really being convicted of their sin, of saying, listen, we need to bring forth this message. We need to be more active, so on and so forth. We did that on Sunday night. Then on Monday, we were able to spend some time with our Senior Editor, who is actually from South Carolina, and his family and 10 children, so we had a wonderful time out there. Then on Tuesday, we did a high school. Many of you have heard of Rick Joyner's ministry, Morning Star Ministries. We were out there speaking at the Comenius School for Creative Leadership out there to a Christian school out there, high school, young people. And what was really good about it is you know, when you're going and talking to some of these places, sometimes you have some thinkers and sometimes you have some stinkers. And sometimes you think that the ones that, you know, kind of give you a little bit of a hard time, you think, oh, you want to write those kids off. No, those the very ones that are leaders, when you get them put in the right direction and you get them set on the right course, they're going to go bring it home for the Lord.
God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise.
Absolutely. So we did that on Tuesday. Then Wednesday, the following morning, we got up a little after 4 o'clock in the morning. We had the producer, Samuel, who wasn't feeling good, so we had to deal with that on the road on the way to where we were going. Bradley spoke at the Richmond Community College in Hamlet, North Carolina. Did a couple classes out there. Some great responses. In
great
fact,
response.
Yeah, one student came up after the presentation and told Bradley, I just feel so stupid. And you had to convey to him, it's not that you're stupid. We need to just stop and think and get educated on what's going on out there.
Yeah, secular college, and it's interesting when we were doing these college classes, just the way that they respond. I mean, friends, the way that they respond, I'm sorry. I mean, you can drop a pin on the floor because they've never heard this message before. And when you give them this message, first and foremost, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'll tell you what, as a matter of fact, I didn't even tell you this, but there was one student to the right of me during the first class. I thought he was going to break down the whole time I was in there because he was being convicted at every turn. But these kids in non-Christian secular colleges, they know what the truth is. Someone's just got to actually take leadership and pronounce what they believe, and once they do that with their actions, men are willing to follow. Now listen, I want you to understand, I'm not looking for followers. Follow me as I follow Christ. We're all following the Christ. End of story. But interestingly enough, I also want you to understand that men don't follow titles, nor do we want men to follow titles. We want them to follow the courage that they see that Christ gave them, men that are leading the way. And that's exactly what these young people are doing. They're asking me the question, what do we do? What do we do? Friends, we have to show them what to do, not tell them what to do. Let's show them, and then we can tell them. But we're telling them really in action. A preacher one time said this. He said, if you got to preach to the whole world, he said, if you have to, use words. Friends, sometimes you don't have to use words because we're written epistles for all men to read. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Right before the break, I tried to throw in there real quick that, folks, I heard one time, and he's right, because we know that the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life, and we're written epistles for all men to read. They read what we do. He had rightly said, preach the gospel to the whole world, and he said, and if you have to, use words. Of course we use words, but those words are made manifest in our actions. And that's exactly what we do, is we bring forth our works to show you our faith. And so in saying that, let's go back over to Stephanie talking about what happened on the East Coast just this last week.
All right, so about halfway through Wednesday, we're at Wednesday with Bradley speaking at the Richmond Community College. Then on then we drive, after being done with that all day, then we drive to go to Lynchburg, Virginia, where we spend the night that night. And the following day, we're speaking at Liberty University, the Helms School of Government, which is a great opportunity, some great kids out there. And what was nice about it is after Bradley got done with his presentation, the kids swarmed him at the front. They had questions. They were asking questions. Now, you know, it's not very often that students, I don't care if you're in a very prestigious school or not, it's not very often that students will stay after class to ask questions and to hang out and to kind of dig in more. You know, once class is done, a lot of times they want to just get out of there. But these students stayed. They were asking questions. They wanted to know more. What do we do? They were getting
more details on
what, you know, your message was about and
Let's
so on.
Rewind just a little bit, though. People need to understand that we actually received a phone call from the dean of that college and said, Bradley, I've been watching you, I've been tracking you, and he said, I want to bring you in to bridge the gap concerning our students. And he goes, I don't simply just want someone to come in and preach again. I want them to understand that you are in the culture war, that you are actually out there doing the works of the Lord. And he totally gets the ministry. He totally understands us. He totally identifies the ministry. And he just said, for the most part, I'm just sick of what the church is leaving off, the professed church in America. And it was really refreshing to hear that.
It was.
And he said, I want my leaders to respond to your message. And the response that we got from these students is the message.
Right, exactly what he was looking
That's
for.
That's exactly
to have
what
happen.
He was looking for. Exactly right. And I also want people to understand that this radio show isn't about bringing the story of Noah's little arky ark to the world in a way where we can entertain you for a half an hour, for 45 minutes, so you can go back to be the worldling that you really are. We're not on the radio to show you how we can blow our trumpets and the walls of Jericho will fall, or any of these other stories that you're told. I mean, as if to say that they are tales being preached from the whores and the hirelings in the pulpits in America today. We're actually doing the stuff. And we want these young people to see Christianity. And we want people to see Christ in action. And the way to do that is not behind, it's not hiding behind some microphone or hiding behind some pencil, friends. That's cool. That's great. I appreciate that. But the payday is really being out there with the people and being real with them so they can see your testimony in Christ. And that's more important to me than anything else.
Yeah, that was so important. And I thought it was so refreshing, too. And we were sitting down with the dean before we actually spoke. You know, he was talking about how, and one thing that I came out there, you know, after the end of the meeting with was the fact that, you know, here's a guy who is in academia, you know, very prestigious university, very smart guy, very intellectual.
Very smart, yeah.
And here's us. We don't claim to be, you know, intellectually brilliant.
Coming in
science.
With shorts on, tennis shoes on, tattoos, long hair. But that's what...
But the heart was exactly the same. What he was talking about and what we were talking about, our heart aligned. Even though he was in the lines of academia and so on and so forth, he knew enough to know that you have to impact this culture. You can't just leave it here. You got to bring it out there to the world. And that's the same thing with us. You know, radio is good, but we want to bring it to the world. We want to be with the people. We want to preach it from the housetops. And as you mentioned, the very response that he was hoping to get from the students, they listen, he wanted them to be motivated to action. And I told him that one of the first sermons that you ever preach was, it's got to suck to be a spectator. Because when you're sitting back, it's so easy to criticize and watch those that are doing. It's like, well, why don't you get out on the court, so to speak, and start doing the stuff, and then you can tell everybody else how to do it. But for us, it was very refreshing because some of these students in their response and what they were asking was they are definitely leaders. It's just a matter of them stepping out there and walking by faith and not by sight and letting God use them, even if though they don't feel like they have very many gifts and qualities. In fact, there was one student at the end, he was talking to Bradley, he said, well, how did you get to become a good public speaker? Because I feel like I've got passion, but I'm just not a good speaker.
I'm not saying this to be negative, but it's not like I applied for the job.
Right. And the thing, too, is this kid, we were telling him, listen, Moses said, Lord, I'm slow of speech. When you look at the men of God in the Bible, it was Gideon, they weren't the ones that were rushing.
They were looking for excuses as to why they didn't want to go that direction.
Lord, you can't use me. Listen, Lord.
I'm not qualified, Lord. Yeah.
The Lord does not call the equipped. He equips the called. In fact, if you think you got it all going on, the Lord probably can't use you because you got too much of yourself.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at yourself saying, Lord, I cannot do this without you. Lord, I am nothing. In fact, it was Martin Luther, the great reformer, that said, are you nothing? Until a man is nothing, God can create nothing out of him. So here is this kid, you know, lowly in his own eyes, and we're saying, listen, that's why the Lord is going to use you, because you don't think you've got all these talents and abilities. He is looking for those that he can be glorified through and not they themselves.
I want to bring you over to John the Baptist really quick. Now, remember, this is the guy that came crying in the wilderness, making the path of the Lord straight, preparing the ways in righteousness. He comes about, long hair, okay, baptizing in the water, because men were repenting for their sins before God's moral law. Okay?
Eating locusts. And
now, just hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Eating locusts, eating honey, had a leather girdle about his waist, and he was the greatest prophet born of women. Do you think that that's what they expected?
No.
No, exactly not. What they expected was what?
Someone who looked just like them.
Some diplomatic, religious hypocrite to play along with the system, to tell the world that everything was okay, because for the most part, even in this country, people believe that Jesus came about to tell the world that everything is okay, when in fact, his message was, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
That's right.
So people need to get their ideals that they've been taught, the way that they believe that men of God should be and the way that men of God look. Because I can tell you this right now, apostles and prophets in this country that are rising up are not, it's going to be completely contrary to what people in this country believe. in the way that it should be, because they are going to come confronting sin. They are not here to negotiate. They are not here to play games. Yep. They are not here to patty cake with anybody in the professed church that has compromised the Word of God. But those that love the truth, what they are going to do is they are going to pay attention to what's going on in the country, and we are going to, in group, under the Spirit of God, we're going to allow the cruelties of the wicked to swell our ranks, but we are confronting the ranks of the wicked in the process of doing just that.
Yeah, and that's a great point. That's another thing that the dean had brought up as well, is the fact that he wants the students to understand it doesn't have to look like or be in the same box that they are. You know, God's not in your box. He's outside of your box. So when you got this guy coming in, you know, they have a nice dress code and so on and so forth. Yeah. You know, long hair, like you said, yeah, shorts on. But they're not quote-unquote, and you don't look at the quote-unquote status quo, but it was the Spirit of God that resonated with the students. It was the fact that there was power in your words because they were anointed words, and they responded to that. So you have to understand, like you're talking about, it's such a great analogy with John the Baptist. Can you imagine if John the Baptist walked into most churches nowadays in today's society?
He'd be kicked
right out.
Look at that burnt, drunk, hippie, druggy-looking joker. And it's like, no. Wait a second. Those are the ones, just like you were talking about during the first school that we did, the high school in Fort Mills, mm-hmm, South Carolina. The kid that I picked out of the crowd was the one that got in trouble all of the time, but he was the one that was bold enough to stand up and say what God commanded him to say. And I picked him up, put him in the front, and I said, guys, this is the leader that you have in this school. Yep. And the principal sitting back there saying, oh my goodness, Bradley, do you realize he's the one that's getting in trouble all the time? He's getting in trouble all the time because people don't understand who he is. He is the speckled bird.
That's right. And she, in fact, said afterwards, she said, oh, he's in my office all the time for getting in trouble. It's like, why don't you start turning around and get in trouble for the right reasons? So there's the kid. Prime example, when you get him
looking
set on the right track.
Looking for love.
Yeah, someone loves him enough to tell him no, to call him out, to bring him the truth. When he gets on the right track, he's not going to care what anybody else, because he didn't care about what anybody else thought about him doing the wrong things. Why is he going to care about what anybody thinks about him doing the right things?
That's exactly right.
You know, so he's bold for
his
faith.
The tax collectors and the whores going before you religious hypocrites, Christ said.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
because
awesome.
He has their heart.
That's right.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean they're broke. It means that their life is found in Christ in the heavenlies, because their affections are set on Christ, where he sitteth at the right hand of the Father, Colossians 3:1.
Amen. So we wrapped up with Liberty on Thursday. Then Friday, we drove back to Washington, D.C., actually Thursday night. Got there. We were there late on Thursday night.
Yeah, we were.
Woke up. And that was kind of my fault.
Yes,
but the good news is we were there, and we didn't have to drive through the snow that happened the following morning.
Great hotel room.
Yeah,
really
we had a nice
cool
hotel room, which is good.
It was favor.
It was nice because it was last minute.
It was snowing in D.C.
It was snowing miserable. So then we decided, before we had to jump on the airplane yesterday, to visit Arlington, because we always like to pay honor to those who have, you know, fought blood and died for our freedom. So we did that before we got on the airplane.
I want to share
we'll talk more about that.
I want to share with you, the weather had a whole lot to do with who was up at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I want to bring you there for just a moment when I get back, because I was a little jacked about it. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So on our East Coast sweep that we just got back from, interestingly enough, we of course had to go to Arlington Cemetery. I mean, we're just going to go there. We're not going to just step over it or find an excuse as to, well, we don't have enough time to go there. No, we made time for it. And interestingly enough, we went there. It was a little snowy. As a matter of fact, that morning that we woke up, it was snowing out pretty good. And it didn't really divert us one way or another. I don't care if there was a snowstorm going on, yeah, or a thunderstorm, we're going. And so we got there, and so from the walk from the parking lot to the main building at Arlington Cemetery, it was cold.
It was like cold, muddy.
And I said, guys, you guys got extra shirts on. They all had extra shirts on, but our little guy, who was 5 years old, he said, Dad, I'm cold. And so what we did is we went inside, we bought some T-shirts, and I'm glad we did, and then we proceeded to walk all the way up to the top where the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is. And now, this is the picture I want you to see. Okay, I don't care what was going on. I'm going because I know that my brother up there, he's guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. No matter if it's snowing, if it's storming, I don't care if there was a flood, if there was a hurricane, they're there, they're not moving. And so we were going. We got all the way to the top, and it was a little raining. It was a little sleety out. And, of course, there was nobody up there right when we got there.
Right.
And it made me mad. And I looked at my wife, and I don't just think this stuff up. I just I probably overflow with respect for our veterans, both in the natural and in the spiritual, the captain of our salvation. And I said, well, there's the typical America for you. Must be a little inconvenient, a little cold and a little wet, so therefore nobody wants to come up. But look And behold, right in front of our faces was none other than the guard of the tomb of the unknown soldier. And I was glad we went up there. And I do have to say that within five minutes, I started noticing another group walking up too. And I noticed that they came with a different spirit. It wasn't just like a bunch of disrespectful people, you know, onlookers, spectators. Hey, what's that, man? No. You could see in their faces there was much. Yeah. And we even seen veterans up there.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we did that. And then we went over and we found our brother, the son Aaron Vaughn, the son of Billy and Karen Vaughn, over on another strip of land in the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, that area, Arlington Cemetery. And we went over and we visited that for a couple minutes, and then we headed out.
Yeah, we paid some respect to him because, you know, when we're, like you said,
he died in extortion 17.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, it was cold. It was kind of miserable. It was muddy. In fact, one of our kids slipped and just got his clothes all filled with mud. You know, we're walking around, you know, you're spending literally for miles you're walking. And, you know, it's even though it's cold, it's so worth it. It is absolutely worth visiting and honoring the sacrifice and just seeing. And it was interesting, too, as you had pointed out, because that was the first time that I visited Aaron's grave. And you had pointed out that since his grave, you know, site was put there, there was actually, you know, rows and rows. I think it was about three rows thick from that point on of more soldiers added.
No.
Was it more than that?
He was, when I went and seen him last year, he was about four rows away from the
from the
edge. He was four rows, folks, just to show you how many boys and girls are coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq that you're not being told of. There was probably about 10 to 15 more rows. In other words, probably a couple hundred more that were added since I've been there in just 1 year that you didn't hear a word or peep from the state-controlled media.
Yeah.
Those guys are coming back in boxes, and I was looking at their headstones. Yep, he just died. Yep, he just died. Yep, she just died. Yep, she just died. And I also want people to understand, too, I know that this has been out there, that they're burying Muslims in Arlington. I do want, if that's the case, because I didn't see one Muslim grave there. And I'm not saying I'm not saying that you're a liar if you've seen that, but I do want you to understand that, folks, our boys and girls have Christian crosses over the top of their heads, dying and fighting and bleeding, fighting against the ideologies of those that might be buried there that have no business being buried there whatsoever. But I do want to say on my front, my report is that I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I wasn't looking for it, but I didn't see it neither. But a radical Muslim has no business being buried in Arlington whatsoever.
No.
And you can hold me to it.
Yeah, and you know what's so sad is sometimes when you just look at a tomb, you look at a tomb and you don't really think about the man or the woman that's underneath that gravestone. But what struck me is that some of these tombs, they had these pictures of like the wife and the kids, or like the actual deceased, a picture of him, like his army picture. When you actually see a face, it's not just a, you know, stone tomb that's in front of you. When you actually see, oh, this looks like a young kid, like a young happy kid, or look at, there's the, you know, the family, they actually put their pictures right next to him on the tomb in some sort of laminated thing, so it just stays there with him.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, okay, here's my son, here's my father, here's my husband, but we're right there with him. It puts a whole different perspective on it, because it's not just, you know, nameless faces. I remember one time watching a documentary about the lone survivor, and one of the mothers of the fallen, Danny Deet, she said, these are not just nameless, faceless men. These are real men, real families, real stories, and you still see the heartache and what these families have to live with for years and years and years to come because they lost a loved one. So our sacrifice and our veneration really of what they have done should be so high, and we should be highly
esteeming.
You kind of
forget about the cold. You kind of forget about the sleet and the snow, especially you're encouraged when you go to the top of the hill and you see them marching back and forth, 21 left, 21 right, 21 left, 21 right, and just absolute perfection in everything they do, because that's their sacrifice. Speaking of the guards of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers, that's their sacrifice to those that sacrificed to give them the freedom to sacrifice to honor them.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's pretty awesome.
And for those of you who want to see the upcoming pictures that are coming up, if you are not yet on our newsletter list, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sign up to be on our newsletter list. You'll see all the following pictures and so on and so forth. In the next few weeks to come, we will be highlighting that all. We thank you so much for your prayers and your support. And this will be a great opportunity to say, listen, if you say, wow, good for you guys. So glad you guys are doing it. We cannot sincerely do what we do without the support of the people. So please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Consider supporting this ministry financially, because our heart is really to be out there. That's where our life is, to be out there, to seek and save that which is lost. And it's not just at the
event. That is Christianity.
Exactly. It's not just at the events that we're seeking saving that which is lost. We're tracking people, gospel tracks, for those of you who've never heard of the term tracking before. That's where you're passing on gospel tracks at Cracker Barrel, at 7-Eleven, at the, you know, parking guy who's taking your parking ticket. We're tracking those people because we realize that we're going out the highways and byways. It's not just when we're standing in front of people at an event. No, it's when no one's watching. We're out there doing what we're doing because God sees all things and we're honoring Him and not man. So please do check out the newsletter that we have coming up. We'll have lots of pictures. Lots
we also, you know, what we failed to mention here is we also spent a little time with a guy named Larry Pratt.
Yes,
from Gun Owners of America.
Wonderful man.
And he's a movie star now.
Oh, yeah. he was highlighted. The show is called Long Way Off, and actually we have not seen it. We've got the copy now because he gave us one, so we'll be seeing the full thing. But we did take a moment to see his 78 seconds of stardom there in that show. And he did a great job.
He did a great job.
For someone who's not, you know, he's not an actor. And like you said, if they didn't like the part, they could have easily cut it out. But they put him in there. My War documentary series is also put in that movie too as well, so if you did get a chance to see it, you'll be able to take a look at the My War documentary that's sitting there on the shelf.
He honestly did great.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
he did.
Amen. So he's kind of like a modern day founding forefather. That kind of wrapped it up, and we visited him yesterday along with the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the Arlington National Cemetery.
Okay, we got to add this. Just for the kids.
Yeah.
What about Scaly Adventures?
Oh, yes. How could I forget Scaly Adventures? So for those who don't know, Scaly Adventures, deals with all sorts of lizards and snakes and reptiles and animals. In fact, she texted me a picture of a typical evening where she had a cat on her and like two lizards laying on top of the cat, and then she had more lizards laying on top while they were sitting there, you know. So, but it was so wonderful because Tanya and her son Pierce joined us out there while we were there, and they brought some literal snakes and like lizards, and is that an iguana?
Boa constrictors.
Whatever that was.
Yeah.
It's a python. Is that what that was? A python.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Sam. You can say exactly what that was.
They were brought like a python and lizards, and they brought that Goliath, I think.
The snake, yeah. So there was lots of good things they brought out there. So the kids got to hold snakes, and they got to hold, you know, all these different kinds of animals and feed them.
And they drew a little crowd, of course. And it was rather interesting because I can't stand snakes, but when I held this little boa constrictor, I thought, you know, we're cool.
And that snake,
his name was Goliath,
hunkered down in your hand and felt so comfortable. And I couldn't bring myself to hold the snake. I was just too, like, give me the
EDD. I said, so what do you feed this guy? And she said, guy's about 6'5".
Is that what she said?
No, she didn't. She said, we feed him mice.
But it was very cool because the fact that it was a great experience for the kids to be able to, first of all, see another ministry, another family out there ministering and doing what they
stuff,
do.
Yeah.
You know, so we're joined together with those kind of people. But also to be able to see firsthand some of these animals. I mean, how often do you get a chance to hold a snake? You know, how often do you get a chance
to
do all that?
The real question is how often do you really want to get the opportunity to hold a snake?
Well, like you said, your perspective kind of changed a little bit after holding the snake.
It's not like I would go buy 40 of them and put them in my bedroom.
You're like, wrap them around your neck and let them hang out while you're doing the radio
like
show.
Like Pierce did, ain't doing it.
Yeah, so
but I did lose the chill effect, you know, when you get around them things.
Like
a chill goes up your back, and it's like, okay, I got over that.
That's good.
But that one big one, Sam, what was that big guy? He said, watch out because he can bite to the bone.
I forgot. I think it was Buddy, but he was like a big iguana.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, folks, it was huge, and he had sharp teeth that can penetrate the skin
and
bite to the bone, and you don't want to get too close to him because if he does, he'll snap you up.
And it's amazing, too, and I have to add how creative the Lord is, because we were literally watching these little, like, lizard-type things, iguanas, whatever you want to call them.
Those
baby ones, yeah. So what we did was, they put some, you know, worms in there, and you'd watch your little tongue snap out go ahead and grab it.
Lizards, yeah.
So they put
They weren't like little lizards.
No, they weren't like a little.
They were like fat boy lizards.
Yeah, they had like, hard heads, and they were kind of wider and so on. But when you watched, first of all, the design on these animals was amazing. God is so creative.
Yeah,
and then when you look at how they're snapping at their little tongues to go, and they pick up these worms and stuff. It's just like, wow. It's amazing.
It made you just want to go out and stop and get spaghetti and meatballs somewhere, didn't it?
You read my mind on that.
I mean, that's what I was thinking, watching these little lizards eating up these worms.
Maybe want to have some like gummy worms.
Let's go get some spaghetti and meatballs. Folks, when we come back, we're going to get on track, but we had a highlight as to what's going on out there. For those that are supporting this ministry, we appreciate you, and we are showing you once again what we are doing with your financial support with this ministry. It's what we're supposed to be doing, and it's what every one of us should be doing, and that is a work of an evangelist, regardless if you're an apostle, prophet, teacher, evangelist, or an evangelist.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On track here. There's much more to talk about on the West Coast, the East Coast, Wisconsin. Again, folks, we just love the opportunity to be out there with you. We're not out there playing games. We want everybody to know that. We're not out there on vacation. We are out there working and doing what we do on radio out in the public sphere, and we purposely avoid anything that would pull us away from what we're called to do. When we're out there doing that kind of stuff, we know the severity of what we're doing. And we have a country to win over, and the way to do that is show them the seriousness of what's at hand. And the way to do that is bring the message in power and let them be converted, not by me beating them over the top of the head with a hammer, no, but by them being convicted of their sin and bringing forth by the Holy Ghost conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that they might put their faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, I said all week, even in the secular colleges, I was telling the students, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to be talking about preaching to the choir that just does not sing in a couple moments here, but I want to highlight some of the articles that we have just put up. We have a video of a Fourth Amendment violated U.S. citizen detained and arrested over 50 miles within the border of the United States of America by Border Patrol. If you watch the video, you're going to be offended because they took it way too far. The young man answers the question concerning the border agents, and his question is, where are you going? And the guy said, well, that's really none of your business. He didn't say that. He said, I don't have to answer any of your questions, and he doesn't. He wasn't being disrespectful. He just said, that's really, in essence, what he was saying is, that's none of your business, and it's not. So what they ended up doing is breaking into his car, pulling him out, throwing him up against the car with the child in the back seat and the mother sitting in the passenger seat. And then you see next, because they didn't know that they were being filmed, then you see the Border Patrol agent get inside of the car and drive to the side. The mother starts to cry. Of course the kid's freaking out. Why would they do something like that to an American? Friends, you got to ask yourself as to what's going on in this country. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Iran secret document indicates using imp against the United States of America. We're speaking of the Iranians. For those that did not refer or believe that we should refer to biblical law as nothing more, friends, than Sharia law, here's your sign. You might want to wake up as to what's going on in your country again. Also wanted to let you know, Facebook says ad for Christian film is offensive. Folks, these organizations are being used by government because they're being paid by government, which means they're stealing your money and reallocating monies to shut you down. Concerning Facebook says ad for Christian film is offensive. It's not for them to say that. Even Megyn Kelly doesn't get it on Islamic immigration. That's by Brian Fisher. I don't personally care what Megyn Kelly believes. I've seen her fail the test over and over and over and over again. When these news anchors should know better, they don't, especially when we're talking about an attorney that doesn't magnify the law. She may make reference to it at times, but they are not there to magnify the law, because of course they're not there to be arbiters, right? They're there just to make distinction between what's fair and what's just. Folks, give me a break. That's what they said, by the way. I didn't. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, evil for evil. Obama to force child victims. Listen to this. Obama to force child victims of sexual assault go to abortion centers. Of course. Who's he in cahoots with? Who's he voted in favor of over 242 times, making sure that babies are slaughtered in the womb? Who voted two times to make sure that the baby didn't get outside of the womb alive, to make sure that there was a doctor in there to snuff out the baby? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. But he's there because the American people allot him to be there. Senate Democrats are protecting sex trafficking. Folks, you can rest assured it's the right doing the same thing concerning the Republicans. In order to fund the murder of American babies, check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have homosexuals again in America. Intolerant Ohio Chamber of Commerce sides with sodomites over Christian videographer. In other words, the filmer, the videographer, I'm sorry, just use it because it may be a question of semantics to some. The videographer, friends, did not want to film a homosexual wedding. So, of course, the radical homosexuals are going after them for discrimination. Friends, I thought they were the victims. Going on here, Muslim cleric and others defend lynching and burning of woman in Kabul. Folks, you should check this film out. Pretty incredible. You want to see a bunch of devils snuffing out an innocent woman? Go ahead, check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're not dealing with the people, folks, that think like me and you. They have the spirit of murder, and you can see that demonstration, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Starbucks, a liberal agenda from, well, a driving business, moves from gun control to, are you a racist quiz. Folks,
can I add on to this? Then?
This is, I'm just sick of it.
I think
yes.
People need to understand that people say, well, what can I do? You know, how do I'm just only one person. This is what you can do. There are certain businesses and certain types of food and so on and so forth that we do not support. For example, Target. We have not entered into a Target for about 3 years now.
No. About 5 or 6 years.
Has it been longer
now
than
yes.
That? Yep. Okay, when they started pushing their whole agenda where, you know, homosexuals were marrying each other and they had their wedding registry for, you know, sodomite couples, we said we will no longer longer, and Target used to be my favorite store.
Yeah.
So we said we will no longer support them, and we haven't. We haven't gone in there to support them.
Target wouldn't be open right now if everybody responded in the same fashion.
That's exactly right. There's certain types of people. When you look at, you know, Oreo cookies and what they were doing their whole rainbow cookie and so on and so forth.
Burger King did the same thing.
And I loved eating Oreo cookies with something, so we don't do that no more. So we need to understand, when you see businesses such as Starbucks and what they're doing, what they're promoting, do not support the businesses. Yeah. Well, I love their coffee.
Yep.
Well, then great. Then they're going to keep doing what they're going to do. You know, sorry, you have to make a little sacrifice in your little coffee drink to support
the
principle.
I want to support the company that's actually trying to destroy our American Christian heritage, man. I just can't help myself. I love this stuff so much.
That's right.
Might want to check out some of the GMOs going in their coffee, too, as well, friends, before you think of your health and just flushing that down the toilet like you are your country if you're supporting these companies that are supporting organizations that are out to divide and conquer. Friends, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Federal judge threatens sanctions against DOJ for perjury in Obama amnesty case. Folks, also seen on a major outlet just the other day how Obama's scandals are beginning to fall apart, but you can rest assured, as long as he knows he's got two years longer to go ahead and destroy, he's going to do just that. No matter if his scandals fall apart or not. I've said this before and I say it again. Obama can be caught on film in the act of treason. He's been busted 100. Folks, we look at the fruit on his tree. It's everywhere. But we could see him on film committing the act, and the American people, you'd still give him a pass, wouldn't you? Can't blame anybody else. And again, for all you Americans that are listening to me right now and patriots, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about your country. Okay? And until the American people say that's enough, it's going to go on again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, are you a thief? Check that article out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Obama threatens to abandon Israel at United Nations. Friends, rest assured, this is a game being played out to bring about global power. Once again, adding power to the UN as the charade goes on between these You know what we need to do? We need to take these world leaders that just despise each other, we're told. We need to throw them in a ring. We need to throw them in a cage match. And because they're, you know, they're warmongering, why don't we just throw them in the cage and let them duke it out rather than our boys and our girls having to go and fight their unconstitutional wars? Wouldn't that make sense? Oh, wait a second. The American people, once they realize that that's exactly what they can do, well, it's not going to stop until that happens, right? Folks, you are the law. Okay, let's throw these guys in a cage. Let them battle it out. Okay, because for the most part, people on the globe, they don't want war. It's these warmongering devils that work for bankers that are out to disrupt everything that we have in this country. And it stops when you say it stops. Student barred from class for free speech. Another lawsuit in the coming here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side of this break. And what we're going to do, actually, hour two is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the preaching to the choir that just doesn't sing.
Oh,
I think you're going to like that.
I love that title. It's so awesome. Yeah. And I want to say again, for those of you who are listening, maybe you just tune us in now for the first time to the Sons of Liberty, welcome. We appreciate you listening to the show. If you'd like to support us and who we are and what we're doing, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty button. And what that means is when you faithfully support us every month, you get a beautiful certificate saying Son of Liberty or Daughter of Liberty and your name on it. You also get 25% off the product of the week every week, and fun little things and goodies that come with every little package, whether or not you are, you know, a basic membership all the way to a platinum sponsor. But the most important thing is you can feel good about what you're supporting and that we're out there fulfilling the Great Commission. We're out there seeking and saving that which is lost. We're not just hearers of the word, but we're doers of the word. And the thing is we want to do this together with you. We want you to be empowered to go out and do this in your own community, in your own town. We want to reproduce ourselves. We don't want people who just listen and do nothing. We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only. So if you'd like to make a one-time donation, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button in the stars and stripes. Do it now. Don't delay. Don't say, well, maybe next week. Or, you know, I've been listening to you guys for so long, but I have never really supported. Well, unless you support, we cannot continue to do what we do. Sure. So do it now. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, become a son or daughter of liberty, or support what you can by general donation.
We also wanted to say thank you to Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, for covering the show over the last couple
Amen.
Days as well. And we also appreciate the fact that he gave up some ammo so we could shoot the AKs
Ooh.
And the ARs out in South Carolina.
Sign up for that job.
Be right back in just a moment.
It's been July. what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.